Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. There were two deaths in Alaska Department of Corrections facilities in recent days. State troopers report that 27-year-old Duran H. Jennings of Bethel was found dead in his cell at the Spring Creek Correctional Center in Seward October 26th. Next of kin have been notified, and the prison troopers and the state medical examiner are investigating the death, but foul play is not suspected. The other death was at the Eagle River Highland Mountain Correctional Center, where 47-year-old Nancy G. Eniloak was found unresponsive in her cell on October 28th. A DOC release says life-saving measures were attempted, but Eniloak was declared deceased about 45 minutes later. The Anchorage Daily News reports that Eniloak suffered from fetal alcohol syndrome and was at the Alaska Native Medical Center for treatment of an undisclosed condition when she hit a nurse, which resulted in her being jailed on an assault charge. Eniloak's family has raised questions about why she was taken to jail and how she was cared for there. The two recent deaths bring to 8 the number of people who have died while in DOC custody this year. The first air quality alert of the season is in effect in the North Pole area. The alert issued yesterday by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation cautions that poor air dispersion is anticipated to result in moderate conditions, and that people unusually sensitive to smoke should consider reducing prolonged or heavy exertion. The alert says conditions may worsen with periods of air in the unhealthy for sensitive groups range, meaning those with heart or lung disease. Children and the elderly should reduce prolonged or heavy exertion. Once air quality reaches the high moderate range, the DEC can institute burn restrictions. The alert, which runs today through Friday, is the first to be issued by the state since it assumed regulation of Fairbanks North Pole area air as a result of passage of a local ballot proposition earlier this month, which bans the North Star Borough from regulating heating devices. Alaska's Marijuana Control Board is considering legalizing on-site consumption of the drug at cannabis retail shops. Public comment on the proposal runs through 5 p.m. tomorrow.
So anyone who feel strongly one way or the other about whether it should pass or not or should be amended can write to the Marijuana Control Board.
Fairbanks cannabis entrepreneur Brandon Emmett is vice chairman of the State Marijuana Control Board.
All of those public comments that are accepted by the deadline will become part of the board packet. The board can take those into consideration.
The board will consider the proposal and public input at a December 19th meeting in Anchorage. Emmett occupies the board seat that represents the cannabis industry, which supports the proposal.
The idea of on-site consumption is overwhelmingly popular.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly was less enthusiastic when it considered and defeated a measure last year to amend borough code to accommodate on-site consumption. Emmett says he thinks the Assembly's vote reflected caution over the proposal rather than outright opposition.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that the Borough Assembly was opposed to it, but there was definitely split as to whether they were completely in favor of it.
The Municipality of Anchorage's Assembly approved a resolution in July 2017 that urged the Marijuana Control Board to adopt amendments to state law to permit on-site consumption at approved retail outlets. Proposed amendments before the Marijuana Control Board would allow an on-site consumption endorsement be attached to retail licenses of qualifying cannabis shops. Board members may amend the proposed regulation changes or decide to take no action. The Dillingham Hospital is putting patients in jeopardy. KDLG reports that's according to a survey of the Kanakanak Hospital Pharmacy conducted by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in September. During the 3-day survey, CMS says it observed practices that place patients at risk of adverse effects and death from medication errors. The survey describes issues including missing labels, unsystematic labeling of medication, and incompetence among the staff. Specific errors included in the report were numerous and in some cases grievous. In July and August, 45 medication errors were reported to the administration and were not investigated. According to the report, a patient went into anaphylactic shock due to an incorrectly filled medication. A nurse told the survey team that medication had several times been pulled from the automated dispensing system under a fictitious name. In another instance, the pharmacy gave a patient morphine at a dosage 5 times greater than the doctor prescribed. The survey states that multiple staff expressed concern of retaliation for reporting concerns to the hospital's administration. Four unnamed physicians at the hospital told CMS that they had on multiple occasions expressed concern to hospital administration that pharmacists lacked experience and that medication errors were on the rise. In a press release last week, Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation said it's addressing the issues by training new staff and updating processes and procedures. Kanakanak Hospital is an Indian Health Service funded facility that serves over 5,000 people in communities across the Bristol Bay region. Law enforcement agencies are stepping up patrols tonight for Halloween and encouraging trick-or-treaters and drivers to be safe. Fairbanks North Pole Area Police Departments and Alaska State Troopers are again supporting Operation Glow, through which officers patrol neighborhoods, provide glow sticks to trick-or-treaters, and award coupons to safe drivers. State troopers say they'll also be on the lookout for drivers impaired by alcohol and drugs. I'm Dan Bross.